One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom, can we not talk about this right now? I'm recording the first episode of my podcast.
Yes, I'm still looking for a job. I'm getting a real job, I promise. I told you, I have an interview with Hooters next week. That's guys can work at Hooters now. Can I still borrow your bra, like I asked? Thank you. Okay, I gotta record this. This is very important, you don't understand. All right. Bye. Love you too.
It's the Normal Show.
It's the Normal Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever episode of the Normal Show. That's right, people. I've got a podcast. Ever since I was a young little boy, I wanted to have a podcast. I would always tell my parents, I'm like, I'm going to grow up and be a podcaster. And they would be like, Jesus Christ. But we're here. My dreams have come true. All right? I'm a white guy with a podcast. Not too many of those, actually. You don't see that very often, white guys with podcasts. So, pioneering the space, ladies and gentlemen. I've got opinions, strong opinions. And I'm here to tell it all. Or whatever. Anyways, welcome to the Normal Show, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce you to the cast and crew, the masterminds behind the operation. We've got producer Harry behind the scenes, operating the green screen, Googling like a madman. Harry?
Yep.
There he is, right there, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Dave. I don't even have to tell you about Dave. You guys already know about Dave, surely. And of course, your host... Moi, me, Tyler, handsome fella, a.k.a. Hood Jesus, a.k.a. Lil Autism. That's my rap name. I don't have autism. That's stolen valor. I say that on the internet because it's like the cool, hot thing to have autism, but stolen valor. Never diagnosed. Guys, here at the Normal Show, we have hundreds of writers working tirelessly to come up with the most innovative and creative ideas for each episode of this podcast. And normally I would tell you what we're going to be doing right now on this episode. But I think for the very first episode of the Normal Show, I'm going to keep it a little secret. Before we get into the episode, let's just talk me and you, okay, one-on-one. And Harry and Dave are here also. I've got not much going on, really. I just got groceries today. I don't know. I went to Sam's Club. I used to work at Sam's Club, actually. Maybe I should get a job there again, because I don't know if you heard during the intro, but my mom keeps calling me, pestering me about getting a real job, because technically I don't have a real job. I'm a 1099 employee. I don't work for a big company. I hid it from my parents for a while that I quit my real job to pursue content creation, and then my dad called me like a few days later, and he was like, do you have something to tell me? I was like, what is Biden dropped out of the race? That's crazy. I got to get him started on like politics so that way he's not in my case. If I can get him talking about politics, we won't talk about anything else for 30 minutes. But it didn't work. So he figured it out that I am not working a real job. And I don't know. I mean, that makes sense because I posted a video. Like, as soon as I quit my real job, I was like, guys, quit my real job. I literally posted so many videos being like, full-time content creator now. Crazy. What's up? So, of course, my dad would see it, but I'm of the mindset that if you're above 60, you're not going to see what I'm posting on the internet, dude. Why would my dad see that? But I guess he's a bit more tech savvy than I give him credit for. So, yeah, he was upset. My mom was pretty upset about being a full-time content creator, as you could tell from that intro segment. But, I mean, I've worked, you know, I've put my time in, dude. I put the time in. I've worked normal jobs. I just talked about how I worked at Sam's Club. I was a food sample boy at Sam's Club. I've worked a lot of food service industry and retail jobs. And you end up having, like, ridiculous stories from those. But it's honestly, I don't know, it's fun. It sucks during the time that you're working it. But then years later, you can be like, that shit was crazy that happened. This is what I did right here. I was this dude. Yup. That was me, brother. That was me. I was like a soldier. And my uniform. And my uniform was that right there. And the battleground? Sam's Club. You'd have so many kids, like... The rule was, like, to not give people double samples. But what the fuck? You know, I'm not gonna keep people from getting extra food. So I'd always do it. And they would be very upset at me. But I'm like, do we care about this job that much? You know, I'm a food sample boy. I'm making $7.25 an hour. What's the best time to get samples from Sam's Club? Dude, this guy's a professional. This guy's like, I figured out the method. Watch this. Friday through Sunday, we ran the numbers. Friday through Sunday from 11 to 5 p.m. That's when they have the most people scheduled. Also, right before or on holidays, they could have 15 to 20 demo events on those days. Ryan Payett. This guy's ass, he's planning it out, dude. He's like, I've made a graph of the days where the most samples are. And I'll hit Sam's Club on these days. That was an okay job, though. Because any job that you give out, like, food... Any job where you work with food, I am of the belief that you can just eat the food. I've done that at every job I've ever had, ever. If I worked in a restaurant, you know, I'm eating your food. That's like part of the gig. You know, you pay me a shit salary and then I eat the food. This guy with his two kids taking samples. And he came back several times. Some people would die about it, like that guy in this forum. Some people would die about it that I worked with. They'd be like, you cannot come back for seconds. Or like they'd be like, let me see your receipt. Have you bought anything? You can't just come in here getting free samples. And like, you know, who really takes their job that seriously? But I like Sam's Club. I guess welcome to the fucking Sam's Club episode, guys. I do have a few fun stories from that job. I do this a lot. I get started on one tangent, and then I just stay on that topic. I accidentally ran over a lady at Sam's Club one time. On my lunch break, I ran over this lady. First and last time running over a lady, though. So, you know, that's got to score me some points. Sam's Club employee ran me over. She's posting on Reddit. This shit was crazy. I was in, so I was working... Right, and I was the food sample boy, yada, 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 and then I was going on lunch break, so I got in my car, and I started reversing, and I thought I checked my mirrors, I didn't see anything behind me, and as I started reversing, I heard like, I was like, oh, I just killed a lady. I killed a lady for sure. That just happened, definitely. And I walked out of the car, and this old, like 75-year-old woman was just on the ground, and I was like, oh, I killed a lady, dude. Oh, my God, I just killed a lady on the clock. That's crazy. And she got up, and I was like, woof. And apparently what had happened is I ran over a shopping cart. So she was, so I'm pulling out. She's coming this way with a shopping cart. I destroyed her shopping cart, like bent it in half. And I guess I was pulling out kind of quickly. Yeah, you guys seeing this visual? Look at this. Here's my car. Here's this lady. Or here's the lady and here's her shopping cart. My car's pulling out and then destroyed her shopping cart. The lady falls to the ground and yells really loud. She was like, "Wah!" And I knew it was an old lady by her scream. I was like, that's an old lady scream. But for a split second, I was like, I just killed someone. I don't know the protocol here. And she got up and she was like, "You could have killed me." Ah! And there's no good response to "you could have killed me." I was just like, "I'm sorry." I was 18, maybe 17, something like that, when I worked here. And the funniest part about this is I felt so bad, but I was fresh out of high school, so I didn't have any money. But I was like, maybe I should offer some money. So I was like, "Do you want $10? And she was like, "No, I don't want $10. I was like, "Are you sure? This is all I have." And she didn't take me up on it. And then she just continued shopping. That was it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Wait, what is this? Mother arrested after her and her two daughters attacked Sam's Club employee over pizza, reports say. So maybe I get that job back. I don't know. I could just go on tour of all my old jobs. I worked at Pizza Hut. I worked at Sam's Club. Pizza Hut was my first job ever. I was 16 and got a job at Pizza Hut. And then worked at Sam's Club, worked at Southwest Airlines. And that job was crazy because, like, you got free flights, but you had to fly standby. So sometimes I'd fly standby for free ski just for fun. I'm like, "I'm in New York, bitch. This is crazy." Flied back home, layover in, you know, layover in Cleveland. The layover flight is full and I can't fly standby. Now I'm stuck in Cleveland. That happened so many times. So I was like, this defeats the purpose of having free flights. But, you know, I don't know. I guess I say all that to say that I've put in the time, dude. I am allowed to not have a real job. But I guess to... You know what? I guess I will. I'll apply to some jobs. It's the... And now, for the first ever segment of The Normal Show, I'm going to be getting a job. So like I mentioned earlier, I used to work at Pizza Hut, so this is kind of me, you know, returning to what I know, you know, getting down to brass tacks. I love using that phrase. I don't really know what it means, but I'm sure they miss me. I was a great employee at Pizza Hut. Hold on. Before we get to Pizza Hut, I want to show you guys. We're going to apply to a bunch of jobs because that's the secret here. You got to cast a wide net. And then eventually, you know, the saying, throw enough shit at a wall, some of it'll stick or whatever it is. I was doing a bit of research on just funny city names. And I found this city called Ding Dong, Texas. Ding Dong, Texas, dude. Who the fuck lives in Ding Dong? The job market is huge in Ding Dong, evidently. I looked up Ding Dong, Texas jobs. So many jobs. Where is Ding Dong? Hold on. Go back to the... What is it near? Oh, it's north of Austin. Dude, shout out Ding Dong, Texas. If any of y'all live in Ding Dong... You know, let it known in the comments below. But evidently they've got a booming job market. So I looked up Ding Dong, Texas jobs. And there's a forklift driver job. Forklift operator job with Amazon. But then I went to the Amazon website and it's not a real job listing. So I got cucked, dude. I got absolutely cucked. It doesn't even exist. I was so looking forward to... driving forklifts in Ding Dong, Texas. They don't have any jobs in Ding Dong, I don't think. We'll circle back to that. Let's start with what we know, Pizza Hut. I've worked here before. I know what they want to hear from me. We could just do like a random Wait, who are these guys? Sarah, area coach? That's not a real title. Cook is a real title. Delivery driver. Restaurant general manager. Dude, I'm getting flashbacks to Pizza Hut.
Imagine somebody delivering your pizza on a skateboard. Dude, I would be livid.
On a skateboard? They kickflip it in. They're like, here you go. You're like, shit. That was the coolest shit ever. Here's your tip. Also, hey, sorry, the pizza's not going to get here for 5 hours. We've got a... Early delivery driver is on skateboard, so... Go to... Okay, let's do... Let's start. I used to be a cook. We could go back to cook. That's what I did. It's 16. And let me tell you, the interview process for this was me pulling up to Pizza Hut in a tie and being like, hey, can I get a job? And they were like, you're hired. Also, why are you wearing a tie? This is Pizza Hut. Here we go. Cleveland, Tennessee. Daily pay. Okay, mom and dad, you're going to be proud of me. Team members must be at least 16 years old. Check. Oh, this is perfect. This is one. Surely we don't have to submit a resume. Tyler, and I don't want to use my real last name, so I think we could make one up. They're not really going to do a background check. Well, they will, actually, if I get hired. But Tyler, pizza. My great-great-great-great-grandfather, he invented pizza, actually. It's where the name comes from. Four-digit PIN, just 6969, classic. Oh, we're going to have to put real information on here.
Let's just skip to... We'll fast forward through all this.
16 years of age. Yes. True, false? Yeah. Wouldn't that be like a yes or no question? True. Tyler pizza. Tyler pepperoni pizza. Tyler P. Pizza. That's a phone number. What about like 201 Pizza Drive?
What if you make the address of the place? see if that gets them going.
I'm living here, by the way, also. This will be my address. I'm willing to move into this Pizza Hut. To be the best cook you've ever seen. Harry, you're mad quiet for me, by the way.
Okay. What about now?
There we go. Excellent. City. What's a city? Yeah, we're in Cleveland.
Cleveland, Tennessee.
We're in Cleveland, Tennessee. I think it was spelled with just an E. Doesn't matter. Oh, shit.
That's a good one.
Tyler Pizza at hotmail.com. Able to work in the U.S.? Yes. What? 18 years or older. I don't want to cosplay as a minor. Oh, I'm a kid. Background check on Tyler Pizza. We have no record of Tyler Pizza.
You're right.
Yep, got it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Why would I have to read the San Francisco Fair Chance Ordinance if I'm working in Cleveland, Tennessee? Is this it? Dude, this is not even an application. This is just like checking boxes. They don't give a shit. That's it? That's the whole application? We might get a call back. All right, we did it. Hey. Wow, did not ask one single question. Didn't care at all. I thought they'd be like, you know, could you describe a time where you worked well with a team or something? Wow. Let's see. All right, there we go.
Any good corporate jobs?
That's true. We could go to corporate Pizza Hut. Podcaster. Oh, what? They don't know what they're missing out on. Go up like manager. Toppings coordinator. Oh, me, I'm the toppings coordinator at Pizza Hut. That's like anybody's LinkedIn profile. If they just flip burgers at Burger King, they're like, their job title is like a burger enhancement officer. You're like, okay.
8 jobs matching pizza.
Well, we got one Pizza Hut job applied for, even though they didn't ask any questions at all. We've got plenty of tabs. Oh, here's a good one. So, you know, I like sex. I like having it. I do it all the time. So I would consider myself a professional sex haver. And what better place to work than like a sex store? This place is called Lovers. I've actually been to one of these before. It's a very popular sex shop chain. Damn, dude, they got good benefits. Maybe I'll really take this job. Company culture. What possibly could the company culture be? Set apart from others, our knowledge and sexual wellness. Yeah, I guess you could say that. I don't know. The guy at the register of the place I went to was like, these will make you come hard. I'm like, sir, I don't want to talk to you. But I guess that guy was an expert on sexual wellness. I guess those are the only 3 options. Let's go to... Are these only in Washington? 15 an hour. To apply, send a resume. Perfect. Brother man, Harry, I've downloaded a resume template just randomly off the internet. There she is. Let's fill this baby out. Tyler Pizza. Tyler Pizza. Honestly, it being tiny is kind of hilarious. Tyler Pizza.
Or for this one, you could do Tyler Penis.
Oh, yes, dude. All right, I'll be Tyler Penis. Nice to meet you. I'm Tyler Penis, P-I-N-U-S. I was born for this job. All right, so let's delete all that bullshit. So this is kind of like our Our what? Our like
summary.
Our summary, our mission statement. It'd be like we can make it very professional. Change-driven agent who's ready to improve others' lives. Oh, you already. To bring shareholder value by having sex with some of the people who work at this place. I really want to bang a coworker. Maybe bring shareholder value by having sex with like-minded individuals. Or with having sex with a wide range of who also work at the company, by the way. It's just somebody that wants to bang one of the people they saw at the shop.
So horny that you apply for the job.
That's next level. Being so horny, you're submitting job applications. Maybe if you could send this to Jessica, please ask her if she would go on a date with me sometime. But if she doesn't want to, that's cool too. And I still would like the job. Hyphen Tyler Penis. Work experience. Let's go.
Just put your body count.
Yeah, just, hold on. Activities and interests. Go to activities and interests. Having sex. Keep scuba diving, actually. Having sex, scuba diving. Scuba diving, having sex. Having sex with beautiful women. Mouth stuff. Beautiful women. Having sex with me and each other. And then Jessica. Put in parentheses, refer to paragraph above. Chess. Key skills. Scuba diving again. Key skills. Cunnilingus. Mouth stuff. And talking. Just want to clarify, not just giving head. Also, I'm pretty good talking. Key skills. Now we could put a real one. You could put like Adobe. Put a good team player. Parentheses, orgy. And all that stuff. BDSM. And then maybe like karaoke.
Damn, I can't spell it all.
Work experience. On the first one, just put like, just do like local library.
Yeah, it's like a preschool.
Preschool.
Work experience.
/ body count. Actually, okay, replace all this and just put big text that says like 24. And just replace one of the paragraphs, one of the work experiences. Have it at the, yeah, there you go. Yeah. and then just make huge centered text that says 24. I think you go to home, maybe. Yeah. Got a minor in Excel and Word in college. Now go center align it. Oh, yeah. Live. Put Arby's, actually. Arby's.
Right here.
Arby's. Oh, wait. That's where you put your position. Arby's. Just do Arby's, Arby's. Roast beef specialist. / coordinator. In Ding Dong, Texas.
Oh my God.
2015 to 2019. I did not have sex with any of the meat. He might call you and try and tell you some lies that I did, but I did not have sex with the meat. No matter how much I wanted to, I didn't actually do it. I did talk about it, in fairness, but it was a joke.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Education. We'll just keep it. Bachelor's of Science in Hospitality Management at Bellows College. Let's give this a look-see. Tyler Penis. Change-driven agent who's ready to bring shareholder value by having sex with like-minded individuals who also work there. And if maybe you can send this to Jessica, please, and ask her if she would go on a date with me sometime. Maybe. Haha, but if she doesn't want to, that's cool too, and I still want the job. Interest: scuba diving, having sex, mouth stuff, beautiful women, having sex with me and each other, Jessica, see above, chess, scuba diving. Key skills: Adobe, mouth stuff, good team player, orgy and group and poly and all that stuff, BDSM, karaoke. And then work experience: Arby's, roast beef specialist and coordinator. I did not fuck the meat. We've also got our body count on there, because that's pretty important for this kind of job. All right, so we can save that. We can submit that bad boy.
All right. Woo.
Now I'm going to be shocked if we don't receive a call back from this. This is perfectly tailored for this sex shop. Imagine they have someone that works there actually named Jessica. I'm going to get like a lawsuit filed against me. They're going to find me. And boom, resumes attached, subject, you know, sex, part-time sex guy, the sex position, sex part-time guy, missionary. Here's my resume. I wonder what they're going to think when they receive this. TP. Signing off, Tyler Penis. Thank you. And sent. No way. Give us a fake email? Or wait, there's a... There you go. That. There it is. Sending off. Let's apply for one more. Just a real quick one. Just like I said earlier, we got to cast a wide net. We're over at Tesla now. Shout out Elon Musk. Let's find tooling engineer. What is that? Let's do some engineering job that we're not that I'm not qualified for even a little bit. I have a funny story about a Tesla. Oh, there we go. Packaging engineer. How about senior civil engineer? We'll take that one. I'm up for it. Oh, boy. Tyler. What's a P? An engineering P. Tyler Petroleum Engineering. Nice to meet you. I'm Tyler Petroleum.
Okay. Phone number. Play that out. Email. Tyler Penis.
Oh, I'm sorry. It seems I put my personal email in the application. I hope this is not my effect. I hope this does not affect my chances of getting this job. Profile link. What the hell is this?
Okay, evidence of excellence.
He's awesome, hyphen. Who could say that? Hyphen. Just throw the body count 24 in there one more time. While sleep, while intoxicated, using the autopilot feature. High on all kinds of stuff. With my friend Dave. If you were wondering, phone number. I don't know if I want to put my real phone number for this one. There we go. Hilarious that that is just someone's phone number, landline. Afghanistan. There we go. It's Tyler Penis from Afghanistan. It's very nice to meet you. Your availability or notice period.
Former intern.
You guys don't remember me, Tyler Penis? I did an internship with you guys immediately, or more than 12 weeks. It'll be a while. I'm a veteran.
From Afghanistan.
I'm a veteran from Afghanistan. Afghan veteran. And I do have a disability. Maybe, I don't know if that makes you more or less likely to get hired. I think according to the law, neither.
Oh.
Oh, is that it? Okay, here we go. There we go. Boom. Now we wait, people. I mean, we applied to 3 jobs. Surely we'll hear back about one of those. Surely someone will hire Tyler Penis. Or Tyler Pizza. Oh, God. Well, Mom and Dad, you happy now? Okay? I'm doing my best. I'm applying to jobs. It's not my fault they don't call me back. Clearly, I have a great resume. It's the
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
All right, let's give out some advice. Harry will be reading the submissions from the listeners. Harry, hit me.
All right. Dear Tyler, so basically, I've let a joke go on too long and I don't know how to stop it. Mm-hmm. To clarify, my mom really believes in ghosts and has a huge fear of them. So one day, since the box that controls the lights of the house is in my room, I decided to flicker on and off the power. I heard her scream, so I went in there expecting her to be scared, but she wasn't. I asked what happened, and she told me her grandma was trying to communicate from heaven because I guess I was messing with the power she had just picked... because when I was messing with the power, she had just picked up her grandma's old letters. Now... she's made it a ritual and keeps asking her grandma to give her signs with the lights. And sometimes I flicker them on because I feel bad and it makes her happy. I don't tell her, right?
Sometimes I'll just flicker them just because I know it makes her feel good, you know? Oh my God, that is so funny. You've really found yourself in a predicament here. One thing that caught my eye, though, this person lives in the basement. They live in the basement. That's what they tried to sugarcoat it. They were like, the room that I'm in has the box that controls the light. That's the breaker, and the breakers are in the basement. You live in the basement. But that's neither here nor there. That is fucking hilarious. That is so funny. Your mom. Also, your poor mom, dude. You know that she believes in this, and you're like, I'm going to flicker the lights. Oh, my Lord. Here's my advice. You can't come clean. That will break her. Also, she's not going to believe it. She's not going to believe it. She's going to be like, no, it's real. It's when I picked up the picture, the lights were flickering. She wouldn't even believe you, even if you admitted to it. But that you'll take to your grave, okay? And the second piece of that advice would just be like, just slowly wean off. Just, you know, you're communicating less and less. She'll get the idea, you know. She'll get the idea. That is so funny. Oh, my God. Just you feel bad. So you're like, okay, whatever. She's got, like, candles lit. She's got, like, a... she's got a pentagram set up and a Ouija board. I guess I'll just flick this just to make her feel better about that effort. Yeah, don't tell her. That's my advice. Don't tell her. Slowly wean off the flickering, and she'll never know.
All right.
Next one. Consider yourself, you know, your problem's fixed. You're welcome.
Dear Tyler, so basically, this last October, I had a Halloween party. Everyone was drinking, including my now boyfriend.
Awesome.
My usual self got way too drunk and then fell asleep in my bedroom pretty early on. My BF was there with me when I went to sleep. During my time asleep, he cheated on me with my sister in the next room. My, quote, friends walked in on them once and decided not to wake me up until the next morning, letting him continue. And my sister and my BF just used the, quote, I was too drunk excuse, crying emoji. I've got somewhat over it because he hasn't cheated again, and I have everything of his and check it constantly. But I still have trust issues with him, of course, or I wouldn't be checking. I've been contemplating for a while now if I should leave him due to this issue or just leave it alone since he hasn't done it since and it has been almost 9 months. Give me your best advice you've got.
It's not really that long. hold on. So the first part, did I mishear that? I thought they said she said her now boyfriend. So they were dating at the time in that story because he cheated on her.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. So
they're at a party.
Boyfriend then, also boyfriend now. Interesting. I think that is grounds to break up with a person. I think if you're dating a person and they are having sex with a different person, was it her sister? Is that what she said?
Yeah, that's the part that's the most.
What? And you're still with this guy?
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious? First of all, get up, lady. Stand up for yourself. Are you crazy? What did this guy have to say to make you be like, actually, maybe I should pursue this a little bit, I think. That's crazy. Yeah, leave his ass. What are we talking about? Do you have another sibling? He's going to fuck that one, too, if this goes on any longer. Insane. House party. You're at the house party. Was he like, oh, I don't want to take advantage of my drunk girlfriend. Oh, I don't want to, you know, sexually assault my girlfriend. I'll just fuck her sister. That's the solution here. That guy sucks. That guy sucks for reals. You know, maybe he was hammered, but also, you're in the house, you know? You'd think he'd want to cuddle up next to you, but he's like, I'm going to bang your sister. And also, you know, whatever. You have all his socials. You know he's not doing anything. He could make a Grindr account like that. You'd have no idea, okay? He could make a secret social media like that if he really wanted to. I would break up with this guy. I think being with him for 9 months after the fact is literally crazy. So better now than later, I guess. Advice.
I have one follow-up question for you, Tyler. Which is worse, the fact that he cheated in the room next door, or the fact that he cheated with the sister?
Dude.
Like, what's the order?
I'm priority list, we're putting sister number one. That's crazy. And also, who is your sister to be like, sure, what? That's literally like, first of all, even if it's your friend, that's a number one rule. You don't break girl code or guy code either. I wouldn't fuck one of my friend's exes, let alone their girlfriend. What? And then if my, let's say I have a twin sister. Let's say it was a twin brother. Okay, identical twins. If he had a girlfriend, and even if the girl was like, I want to fuck you so bad, it's going to be crazy. Oh, it's going to be the best ever. No! I got to live... This is my brother. I'm going to see him all the time, you know? So that's number one. That's the worst, for sure. Second, being in the same house and cheating. Because all the other things are just cheating with extra icing on top. So cheating is bad, but when you compare it to these two things, cheating in the room next to you, you're right there. You're right there. There's no. He could make the excuse like, oh, I just wanted to get my rocks off. You're right there. What? You can just sleep and bang your girlfriend in the morning? I hope he watches this. I hope he watches this. You're a fucking psycho. I hope the sister watches this. You're a fucking psychopath, lady. And I know you're watching this, who submitted this. You're fucking crazy for staying with him for 9 months. Everyone in here, you know, ridiculous. But, yeah, that's my priority list.
All right, last one.
I forget these are fucking real. These are like viewer submissions. That's someone like in my audience being like, here, wow.
Okay. Please settle this debate once and for all. What color are the first 9 numbers? Here's what I think. 1 is white, 2 is blue, 3 is green, 4 is purple, 5 is yellow, 6 is orange, 7 is red, 8 is grayish purple and 9 is black. In your autistic opinion, what color do you think the numbers are?
I did mention earlier that is stolen valor, so, you know, sorry. But here's my opinion. That takes up zero space in my brain, and it should take up zero space in yours. There's so many things that even just random facts about anything are more useful than some, like, just rule. I guess, I don't know. Did they say number one was white?
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Was black on that list?
Yeah, black was 9.
Very interesting. Says a lot about your character, I think. Yeah, I don't, there's not, that's not how my brain works. I'm not like, number 7 is purple. Whoa. So I can't even really come up with any advice for this. I have no idea. What color are numbers? It's going to be like, what are you talking about? 0, light gray, 1, white, 2, blue. What? 3 is yellow for me too? What?
Okay, wait. Now I want to actually do this. Can you think of yours? I'm going to think of mine.
Yeah. I'll try my best. I mean, I've seen people are like I'll see TikToks of people being like, September is literally such a blue. It's blue. September is math and math is blue. And I'm like, what language are we speaking right now?
Okay, actually,
we going 1 through 10?
Let's just do pick one number. Let's just do what you think 3 is.
I have, for some reason, 7 is green for me. So maybe I get it. I don't know. 3? I got 3.
7 is purple for me.
And you're wrong. Objectively. 3 would be like a gray, maybe.
I
don't know. I'd have to take some serious acid to get involved in this conversation, I think. Oh. 0 see-through, that's not a color. And everyone has such vastly different answers. We need a definitive list.
All right, well, that's all we got.
Well, sorry I couldn't help you out. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, the first episode of The Normal Show comes to an end. I hope you guys enjoyed. Many more episodes to come every Wednesday on all the streaming platforms that podcasts are on. Check it out. Subscribe, like, subscribe, turn on the bell, all that jazz. I'll catch you on the next one. Let's roll those credits. The Normal Show is produced by Harry Krinsky and Dave Bonowitz. Our editor is Dave Bonowitz. Theme music and graphics by Matt Zimmerman. We will see you next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.